हरे कृष्णा। बाय स्टडीइंग द नेचर ऑफ थ्री कैटेगरीज ऑफ पीपल वी विल अंडरस्टैंड हाउ वी शुड रेंडर अवर डिवोशनल सर्विस। फॉर एग्जाम्पल द एथीस, दे हैव नो नॉलेज ऑफ कृष्णा, सो दे डोंट वर्शिप कृष्णा एट ऑल। एंड द डेमिगॉड वर्शिपर्स, दे ऑल्सो हैव नो नॉलेज ऑफ कृष्णा, so they worship the secondary beings for temporary fruits. Although Krishna clearly says in Bhagavad Gita, as super soul, he is the one who perceives the material desires of those living entities who are pursuing material desires, and he is the one who facilitates the demigods to award them those material desires, material benedictions. Still, the demigod worshippers are called as lusty for material desires. So they worship such secondary beings for temporary fruits. And Krishna calls it as indirect worship, imperfect worship. It's like taking a bucket of water and pouring water in all the leaves and branches of the tree. It's improper and it is indirect. Although Krishna is ultimately doing everything, they don't recognize him. So such worship of the demigods is cut off from Krishna. And the third category of people, impersonalists, they also have no knowledge of Krishna. And therefore they don't surrender to Krishna. So now one may have a question. They are considered so knowledgeable and so learned. Why are they called unintelligent? Why don't they open their eyes to see Krishna? The problem is they cannot access Krishna because there is a method of seeing Krishna which is called devotional service. When a jiva renders devotional service, Krishna is pleased with that service. When Krishna is pleased, he reveals the knowledge about himself to the devotee. Now without Krishna revealing knowledge about himself to the devotee, there is no possibility of knowing Krishna. But the impersonalists won't want to follow that procedure. Rather, they will take another route of studying scriptures, speculating with their own minds, and trying to figure out the truth by their own personal endeavors, because they are skeptical about Krishna, they are suspicious about the truths about the personality of Krishna. So they wish to find the truth for themselves. So Krishna puts a covering of Brahma Jyoti around himself, and at the most the impersonalists are able to access the Brahma Jyoti and consider that to be the ultimate truth, because they think the personality of Krishna is subordinate to the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. So they arrive at the wrong conclusion. So they are called unintelligent. So if you see, something in common to all these three people is selfishness. The non-devotee or the atheist, due to selfishness, is simply covered by material commodities which are all pain producing, life after life. And the demigod worshippers, due to their selfish desires, they also beg for material commodities to increase their sufferings from the secondary beings, and they remain stuck in the material world. And the impersonalists, due to their selfish desire of trying to find out God themselves, they end up imagining themselves to be God, which is called as the last snare of Maya, the last snare of greatest selfishness. So all these three people become subjected to suffering due to their own selfishness. So a devotee of Krishna should give up these three paths and understand that one has to stay under the shelter of a devotee like an apprentice, and very faithfully execute devotional service as per the procedures taught in the Guru Parampara, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate, engaging Kaya, Vacha, Manasa, body, mind and words in Krishna's service. Even though he cannot see Krishna, he has to perform these duties very faithfully, loyally, because by performance of devotional service faithfully, under the guidance of a devotee, very soon there will be clarity in one's vision to be able to access Krishna, to be able to experience Krishna, to be able to appreciate His mercy. Because that is a method that Krishna has kept. So the knowledge of Krishna is abundantly available in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And that knowledge becomes more and more easy. Tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha. One who is constantly engaged in my devotional service faithfully, for him I am very easily obtainable, Arjuna. Like that Krishna says. So, therefore, in the West, Prabhupada directly gave this procedure. When he met the hippies, and he taught them to chant Hare Krishna, he engaged them in devotional service, and they faithfully did so, and the result was, they could immediately gain access to Krishna and understanding of Krishna. And knowledge of Krishna became very easily evident for them. So, those who are stubborn, those who are conducted by their own whimsical ideas of the absolute truth, and they are bluffing, those who are very eager to propagate misunderstandings about God, they will never get to His lotus feet. Therefore, our chanting of the holy name has to be done very carefully and attentively in order for us to avoid the offenses, so that Krishna may become pleased with us, with our effort to approach Him in the right manner, and He will reveal Himself to us, and He will reveal His knowledge to us, so that when the right knowledge dawns, it's like the sun rising in the east, then everything becomes visible, crystal and clear, as the truths are revealed as they are. Harinam Prabhu ki.